This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. With sad news, many of you probably already know, three police officers are dead after being shot in an ambush in Baton Rouge. Three other officers were injured. A Missouri man driving to Baton Rouge. They think he passed through Dallas and then went on his way, taking him to Louisiana and bent on doing something that would ultimately perhaps atone for Alton Sterling's killing at the hands of police 2 weeks ago, which is unbelievable. Not even someone from Louisiana, which still is outrageous. But on July 10th, in a video he recorded, he said, "In Dallas, zero have been successful just over simply protesting. You gotta fight back." So he rents a car in Kansas City after the Dallas shootings, drives to Baton Rouge, and then posted those words in a YouTube video from Dallas. And that's what they believe, at least now in these early moments of coming across and going through computers and talking to people and finding out any piece of information they can. Ultimately, he was an African American. He was a former Marine. He spent time in Iraq. He was discharged at the rank of sergeant back in 2010. So police officers respond Sunday to the shootings. They killed Long in a gun battle. This Marine that I'm talking about, former Marine, after the other officers were ambushed. It's very brutal to look at the backgrounds of these cops. One of them, Montrell Jackson, had just written on his Facebook how it was so awful what had happened and how exhausted he was and how he felt as though the police had these targets on their back that in uniform, he gets hateful looks, and out of uniform, he's still threatened. So he was one of the cops killed during the firefight. The gunman used social media a lot. Videos, podcasts, tweets, posts, and he had a pseudonym, Cosmo Setpanera. Under that name, he also tweeted a link to news about the Dallas shooter, Micah Johnson, said the shooter was one of us. Hashtag my religion is justice. And as I mentioned, this is still in the very early investigative stages of it. But they believe Long was not alone during his stay in Baton Rouge. Unclear whether the people with him knew what was going to happen or somehow they were actively involved. I can't answer that question now other than with the YouTubes, what he said in the YouTubes, what he said on social media. And he even said the need to fight back again and again and what people should say about him if anything happened to him. In the meantime, there is a call for the end of violence from Alton Sterling's son, Cameron, and Quinetta McMillian, the mother of Cameron, saying that these are despicable acts and that this is awful for the officers and their families. And they reject violence of any kind at members of law enforcement. The president reacted on Sunday and he condemned the killings. He said, "We as a nation have to be loud and clear that nothing justifies violence against law enforcement." He was speaking from the White House after a press briefing when he said that attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible. There's something true about that. And in a written statement earlier in the day, he called the Baton Rouge shootings a cowardly and reprehensible assault. And boy, is this a familiar situation for this president. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. And I'm not going to fan the fire any worse than what it is.
Yeah, we know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling Patrick, it's in our face every day. You know, no need.
Yep.
But I heard a couple of good book interviews this weekend. I don't know if you've had either one of them, Gary Byrne or Sidney Powell. You know, they did books accordingly to, Sidney Powell, she did a book on our attorney general and in the mess that's up there in D.C. called License to Lie. And
yeah.
Gary Burns did a book on crisis of character about, you know, the Clinton's term.
Yeah, that I heard that was a pretty interesting book.
Oh, yeah. You know, they'd be good to get on your show. I'd love to hear from them because they've been doing the circuit. I've heard them on several talk shows. But, you know, that's just the other side of the avenue because Leslie Stahl tonight on 60 Minutes, I think her middle name is Ambush because she was trying to ambush him as best she could. And I think the theme that we're starting to hear come directly out of what the Democrat general that was supposedly a vice president nomination, and he said he was there to propose leadership, and that's what we're lacking. It's just real leadership.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the leadership, we need some good leadership in this country. There's no question about that. At all levels, there are many holes in the system.
You
do have to start from the top, and it all filters down, but we definitely need that.
And Trump mentioned, you know, he stated it. Well, we need leadership in the interview on 60 Minutes. Kate, let me see if you can confirm something, because an old Navy SEAL buddy of mine, I told you I was up in Philly back in the mid-80s, but he told me when I went up there to visit him one year, that he's going to take me out and get me the best Philly cheesesteak sandwich I've ever eaten. And it's right there off of Lancaster on the west side. Now, it's in the old colonial part. You could tell the building was. And when you walk in, it's kind of like the Waffle House, you know, the stool area. And it's smaller than that. And you can't really see anything. It's got like two fluorescent light shots. And the grill's going. It's so smoky, you just can't see anything. And I thought it was just a fire hazard. I was scared of even sitting down in place. But
no kidding.
Boy, it was some of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches I've ever eaten.
I love it. He knew what he's doing.
Well, he said it was one of the oldest, and, you know, he'd eaten there several times being stationed there in Philly.
Yeah.
At one point, you know, he'd go to lunch every day, and he took me there.
Oh, I love it. Good deal. And, you know, next week the Democrats descend on Philly.
Uh-huh.
This week it's Cleveland, the Republicans. And we talked to Greg Stebbins in the beginning of our first hour, and he was talking about how Cleveland has this reputation, and he expected something completely different than what he saw once he got there. But it's going to be crazy in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah. I've seen where they talked about whether they're going to be able to march across the bridge there and Statue of the Gateway to transportation and, you know, the area where they're going to turn right there and cross the street.
Yeah, can they do that?
That's going to be kind of wild.
I think it's going to be kind of wild, too. And I was just there a few months ago, as many of you know. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really checked Cleveland out. And it was I was pleasantly surprised. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
On around the country, and sadly what's happening to too many police officers who fear that they're targets, and there have been those warnings that have been issued. The presence of the police has certainly been beefed up outside of the Republican convention. That's all taking place in Cleveland, and right now it's kind of quiet. People are flying in, but in the next day or two it will be full-blown convention activity. There'll be a plethora of speakers. A lot of them are going to be the Trump children because they all are slated to speak. Trump himself ultimately will speak. He spoke when he picked Mike Pence to be the governor of Indiana, to be his running mate, and said that of all the people that were calling Donald Trump and asking that, you know, to be considered, or people that Trump approached, Pence was somebody that Trump went to himself after seeing him a few times going through Indiana and whatnot. And so Pence is going to be on that VP ticket, and Trump obviously gets the nomination at the end of the week, at the end of the convention. It'll be interesting to see what happens polling-wise with the convention, because usually what happens is the party, whoever it is, which it's the Republicans this week, they usually get a bump in the polls, even if it's just slides a few points in their direction. That's what happens coming off of speeches and feel-good moments and all of that. So that wouldn't be I wouldn't be surprised to see that by the time we get to the end of the week, and then the Republicans take over, and we'll see what happens from that convention. Then both of them emerge as the nominees, and then let the games begin, because whatever the debates are that end up being scheduled, that will be interesting to that'll be interesting to see. I think even the vice presidential debates, although Pence, I'm sure, is able to debate Joe Biden, the interesting part is right now in the polls, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are neck and neck. So you count for a bounce at the end of the week. That turns around, and then ultimately what happens as we get into the meat of August, September, October, it'll ramp up, and then next thing you know, it's election day, and what are the electoral votes, where do they go? And what does it say about what's happening in our country? It's follow the bouncing ball at this point. But I think it's going to be too close to call till the very, very end. I really do. I think there's a lot we probably don't know. There's other pieces of information that we are looking at. But I don't think we're going to know anything definitive until we go through that process, which is very exciting in some ways to me. As many of you who call the show and I say, oh, did you vote? Did you vote? Did you vote? So important. So important to go and let your voice be heard, because then you can call up this show and others like it and complain. I voted. They just didn't like how I voted. The same way. Oh, my. We'll see what it looks like outside the convention, but I think it's going to be okay. There's a concern about protests. There's a concern about what it looks like unless somebody disrupts what's happening outside or somebody's disruptive inside. I don't think we're going to see the worst thing happen. I don't think so. In the meantime, odds and ends is pretty interesting. I mean, so much is focused on Cleveland. I wonder if anyone will be doing the Pokemon thing in Cleveland. It seems like a natural but naturally dangerous. I happen to see this story about Pokemon Go, and it's led to car crashes, even a mugging. Do you believe that? Cliff rescues, all kinds of crazy things. You must be getting so wrapped up in the game if you can't even see your feet. There's just something about that. We can't see your feet. There was one story of somebody who was doing Pokemon, and he woke up the house where he went to with the Pokemon thing by a loud noise. The people were woken up outside of the house. There was a car that was outside of the house at the time, and they heard it. So that's being investigated. Shots were fired, and this Pokemon Go has now become the most dangerous app that one can imagine. Trespassing, super, super loud arguing back and forth, And what looks like good fun and is almost a brilliant invention by Nintendo, it could really backfire. Really could backfire. At this point, since he's out of the race, I would say pretty safe bet that he's safe, he's not going to have to run, and it's a wrap. When I say it's a wrap, I guess I shouldn't say it's a wrap overall, because I still come back to that question of why? Why? And that's the one piece of information that kind of eludes us. Although Obama, in a 60 Minutes interview, very early in the evening, the conversation talked to or addressed a few things. One, you had Trump and Mike Pence together for the first time, and she was going after them on a couple of questions, and they were not biting. She did not, some of the questions, she did not get the answers that she was hoping for, I think. But she did get the press time. She did get all of that. Crazy. So as the city prepares for protests, and even the hardiest Democrat is weighing in, we talked about this earlier, with body armor. So there's expectations that this could end up being a sad story, but it may be, it won't be. Maybe it'll just be heavy police presence, and it scares off something worse that could happen. You know, that's the thought with guns. In certain circumstances, if everybody's carrying, why would you even tempt fate? Why bother? That doesn't make any sense. All right, by the way, you were talking about the uprising and earlier and the people that were killed, massacred in Nice, 84 people died. Here, closer to home, three police officers who had families, who had friends, who had a life outside of the department, died, were killed in an ambush. It has been, you have to say, I'm sure we've had other weeks that have been crazy, but you have to say that this is some of the worst that you've seen. I don't think I'm alone in that theory, and I'm not walking the plank by myself. All right, stay with us as we visit the past with a couple of great interviews here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The fallout from Brexit ever since last week when the Brits decided to break from the EU. Ivan Elin joins us. He's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty. And he's written, of course, a piece. He does a column for the Huffington Post on this and what does it mean for America. Ivan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So were you surprised by the results, like some people seemingly were? I have to tell you, I wasn't. Were you surprised?
I was a little surprised because the way these things go, the system itself manipulates the results, so to speak. You know, to people chicken out, the scare tactics they use to keep the people from voting Britain out. But it didn't. All that stuff didn't really work. So I would have given the benefit of the doubt to the Remain campaign simply because it's the status quo. That's what people are used to, and they did use a scare campaign to try to keep Britain in. But the grassroots, all the politicians, probably three-fourths of the politicians in the parliament, in the British parliament, were for staying in. And, of course, the grassroots in Britain said no.
Yeah, and then so ultimately we see what happens. And if you look at what's coming out of England, they're talking about, wow, ultimately who's going to step in as the PM? How long is it going to take to implement this? And we hear different scenarios. At first I was hearing 2 years, but it seems like they're in a faster track. What do you think?
Well, I think basically that what's going to happen is they may not even really leave. What they may do is is negotiate another agreement. I think the reason they may be on a faster track, they claim they're on a slower track, and Europe doesn't seem to be doing anything until they get, you know, the official notice. But I think the markets are probably going to push them to do it faster simply because there's continued turmoil in the markets. And unfortunately, I think governments, including the U.S. government, when it has to respond excessively to the markets to quiet the markets down, it's an implicit subsidy of the markets. But that, the politicians get very nervous when that happens. So I think things may happen faster than they're saying right now.
Yeah, so you talk about this, and you talk about all kinds of things like NATO. What does this mean for NATO and our military alliances and the rest of the world?
Well, of course, it raises the question about, you know, what the U.S. should do. The U.S. is in these alliances that are left over from the Cold War, and now all the countries have grown rich and can defend themselves, and there's no Soviet Union anymore. So, you know, the underlying principles of the alliance are questionable, especially when all the commerce and that sort of thing, the commercial vitality sort of moved to Asia, and Europe is sort of in this funk economically. And, of course, the president has declared that he wants to pivot to Asia, but first of all, he has to get out of the Middle East, and second of all, you know, Europe takes up still a lot of U.S. resources and attention, and I think that, all the GDP of the EU, and if you want to say plus Britain now, they're quite capable of defending themselves. It's multiple times the bat of Russia. Russia is, despite Putin's making the best of a weak hand, is still much weaker than it was when the Soviet Union. So, of course, this leads to the question of whether the U.S. should exit NATO and let the other countries, provide for their own defense, which they're more capable than they were doing just after World War II when NATO was created.
Yeah, and, of course, we're electing a president, so does this help the Trump candidacy?
Well, I think it probably does, yes, because those same forces of populism and just being fed up with the current system, and I think it goes beyond reacting to immigrants. That's certainly a factor, but I think, you know, we've had presidents, both Republican and Democratic, that they were promising change, and we don't see the change election after election. People just get angrier. The people on the left were voting for Bernie Sanders. People on the right are voting for Donald Trump, and I think it's stronger on the right, but there's still a dissatisfaction on the left as well. And so I think, you know, if this keeps going and we elect a president, either Trump or Clinton, and the system is so ossified, which it is, that not much changes, gridlock is there, and the public gets more frustrated. You know, we're heading down a bad path there, but hopefully, something will arrest that trend.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think, I mean, along those same lines, talking about Trump and whether he gets a bump from this or what we see, and I'm fascinated by this, will we see more people in November come out to the polls or do absentee ballots or whatever, but just vote?
Well, I think so, and I think Trump may get a lot of these white working class people, the same people that voted in Britain to exit the EU. As I mentioned, it's the same sort of phenomenon. And I think Trump has, if you try to do an objective analysis, Trump has a number of institutional and electoral factors that are in his disadvantage, but it's not out of the possibility that he could run the table anyway and win the election if dissatisfaction is such to such an extent that it surprises people, just like it did in Britain. And, the experts are part of the elite. They think like the elite, and sometimes they miss what's really going on with the working people and other people in the country who just are not in the political elites. They're just out of touch. And, of course, Washington is out of touch to begin with because it's run by the elite. But all the media people are elite, meaning they've gone to college and maybe even graduate school, and a lot of them on in Eastern, you know, Ivy League universities. So they don't really know what the average person is thinking, and so there can be a surprise. I think it's still a long shot, but I think Trump could. It's not inconceivable that Trump could pull it out in the end.
Wow, it's wild to think about that. All right, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so interesting. Did you hear what Ivan said there at the end? It's not inconceivable, his words, that Trump could pull this off, just like in England, the surprise, the media, what was being reported, not that Brexit was going to happen, and then sure enough it did. The working class, the working stiff, as they say, voted for the... for England to break away from the EU. And these are the same themes of some of what Donald Trump talks about when he's out there campaigning. So despite the polls, we may see the effects of Brexit here in the United States. You know, it's interesting in talking about NATO, the United States accounts for, again, three-quarters of the defense spending of NATO countries. And how unlikely is it that those allies, so much closer to where conflicts are than the United States, are going to be in some way defending or deflecting, I guess the superpower could be the other way, rather than vice versa, as Ivan says. And he brings it up. You go back to World War II, the United States has provided what? Security for formally or informally for an ever-widening number of, you know, more prosperous nations in Europe and East Asia. But, you know, really, we haven't got much consideration in return. And that's the poke in the eye that we've talked about here on this show, that we are the world's cop, or everyone leans on the United States. And can you justify a one-sided alliance? Can you do that moving into the future, thinking of economically, and then also thinking about futuristically, security? So all of this comes into play here, I think. And you know, another thing that Ivan Elin brought up in his piece, so let's go back historically. I'm such a fan of that when we look at what's happened in our country. We go all the way back to the very beginning in George Washington, who was a neutrality dude as far as foreign policy, and warned against the U.S., if you go back into your history books, of forming permanent alliances. Even who I quote the most and love from history, Tom Jefferson, cautioned against getting bogged down in entangled, what he called entangled alliances. And if you go back and you look, Jefferson wrote in 1799, "I am for free commerce with all nations." Okay, we got that. "Political connection with none, and little or no diplomatic establishment, and I'm not for linking ourselves by new treaties with the quarrels of Europe." But now we look at, that was Tom Jefferson's time, and then we look at what's happening now in today. So I believe when we talk about borders and we talk about these aggressions and we talk about security, and, you know, if we look back at previous candidates who have run, you go back and think of Ron Paul and how he wanted to see the U.S. not dump as much money into these other countries. Like I said, this one-sided affair. So this is very much part of the agenda, as far as I think, as far as electing a president. But also, where do we stand heading into the future? Where are we going? All those countries relying on the money and the protection of the United States are going to have to come up, I believe, in many cases with another way, because I think there's going to be some massive fallout, no doubt, from this. All right, stay with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is? It's San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, it's the blue room.
I've always laughed about that they, you know, they're in the business. You're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam. Although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name? And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party's a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it. But people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. Mm. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And
yeah.
See, they can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, it would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections, is the Senate going to flip.
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, you say voters educating themselves, one of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show is called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the Army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. And we saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today. I was doing my show. And did you know that well over 26, by far and away, China, or no, Pakistan second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, is that 25 years ago, people in other countries looked to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they'd get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah.
But
when you're in,
end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that, and I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. If you're called a truther, that's something bad. So that means lying is good?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Yeah, exactly. You have different colored glasses. Yeah. They work, yeah.
I truly, one of my main people on my staff said, governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth, because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40.
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster? Or give them an injection. See, I'm anti-death penalty, or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look in its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
On that, yours is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20, yeah. I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
What about minimum wage? Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura, we'll catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking, because communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.